So look, if you want to grow your wealth, your income, and increase the amount of time off, then these are the shortcuts that can help. Welcome to the Wealth Creation Podcast. Hey everybody, it's Dan. Hope you're well today. I forgot to press the transition button. Anyway, welcome. Hope you're well. And I don't know what day it is. It's Tuesday. I've just got back from the UK. And we've got some stuff going on in the UK, some transitions of properties, which means basically we're going to sell some, and having to evict some tenants, and got a house back that a tenant had totally trashed, dog poo up the walls, dog poo on the carpet, you know, typical tenant stuff. I know people moan about tenants, and there's a reason for it, and they moan about landlords too, I guess. But anyway, here we are, just double checking that we are actually live, and yes we are, because you can see me on Facebook. In today's session, we're going to talk to you about how better marketing solves most financial problems. Now, it's not obviously going to solve all of your problems, but it can definitely help. And when I was first writing the headline, I'm like, can better marketing help all problems? It can't help a health problem. You know, if you've got a terminal disease of some kind, better marketing is not going to help that. But if your business has a disease of some kind, usually called not enough customers, then increased marketing can actually help. But as long as you're not spending too much on marketing, and as long as you're actually getting a return on that marketing spend, then it's actually going to work really well. So let's talk about that. So the first thing that better marketing is going to do for your business is it's just going to give you more sales and more cash. And obviously, everybody wants more cash. But one of the downsides of having more cash is that it can give you a sense of overconfidence. First of all, it can give you a sense of overconfidence that, well, we've just closed 4 clients today. That means we're going to close another 4 tomorrow. Maybe you won't close another 4. If you've not closed any clients for the last 30 days and you've closed 4 today, what makes you think you're going to close another 4 the next day and the next day and the next day? And so you bring in all this cash, and then you spend all that cash, obviously, because it's cash, and that's what we do with it. Sometimes we catch up with, sometimes we catch up with stuff that's been going out, or we pay the credit card down, or whatever it happens to be, we buy some new equipment. But the cash comes in and the cash goes out. And that, you know, it's kind of a double-edged sword unless you've got a spreadsheet. Now, we've got spreadsheets. We've got cash flow forecasts for the next 12 months for both our business and our personal property portfolio. So we want to see what's going on. What effects are interest rates having on our property portfolio, for example, and how will that affect it? And then with the tax that we have to pay on revenues, not profits, because we're not incorporated, how's that affecting it, and so on. So we've got cash flow forecasts. So obviously marketing is going to help you close more sales. There's no question about it. Marketing is in the business of getting attention. Once you've got the attention, you need to drive them back to your website. Your website should be built as a funnel to help you actually close some clients and actually close some business. And if it's not doing that, then what's the point on driving traffic to your website in the first place? So one thing I just want to see here is, because I can't find it, I just want to see chat. There we go. Just in case you guys are talking to me and I can't see it. So more cash is great, obviously, and better marketing, improved marketing, getting seen more in the marketplace, that's really, really going to help. But not if, as soon as you bring the money in, you spend that money. Obviously, if you bring in £1,000, £1,000 isn't all profit. There's a proportion of tax, for example, that needs to be allocated. There's a proportion of what resources do you need in order to fulfill the client. You know, it might be you pull in £1,000, it costs you £500 in materials. You need to allocate all that. And so you've got £500 in tax. You need to allocate all of that. How much money have you actually got left? So you just got to watch on this double-edged sword just to make sure that you're not spending money that you think you've got, but actually you haven't. I mean, obviously, the next thing is it improves your cash flow in a more timely manner. So what I mean by this is, you know, it's the start of the month. We, in my digital marketing business, we have a lot of money that comes in at the start of the month, which is really cool. Now, it comes in all the way through the month, but in particular, it comes in at the start of the month. But we also have a lot of money that goes out at the start of the month. We have subscriptions to software and services ourselves. So if our money came in midway through the month, but we have all this stuff going out at the start of the month, That means we're negative to carry us through until the money actually comes in. And that's a really bad thing. And this is the bit that most businesses kind of screw up, actually. Most businesses don't go out of business because they don't get sales. Some do, obviously. Most businesses go out of business because their cash flow sucks. They've got more money going out than they have money coming in at the start of the month. That's why. If you can flip that on its head and you have more money coming in at the start of the month than you have going out midway through the month, that can actually cause you some problems. And so, obviously, more marketing you do means more sales, right? We just talked about that in the one previous. Now, if you can make sales on the 5th and the 10th and the 15th and the 20th and the 25th and the 30th of each month, if only, by the way, it was possible to do that. Maybe we should give discounts. Buy this on the 5th and we'll give you 20% off. Just to bring people in on the 5th and the 10th and the 15th to spread out that cash flow income. But the more cash flow that you have, the better controlled that you are with your spreadsheet and your cash flow forecasts, the easier it's going to be to control that cash flow throughout the month. And if you're not controlling that cash flow throughout the month, you are going to run into problems. And by the way, it's not that you're going to have problems at this smaller scale. As you scale the business and you go from 10 grand a month to 50 grand a month to 100 grand a month in revenues, the bigger that problem's going to get. And so you need to really resolve that problem now as you're growing your business into a bigger business, not wait until you're doing 100, 200, 300,000 pounds a month when it's really then going to affect your business. And then it's also going to affect the 25 staff members that you happen to have or whatever you've got there. Is, of course, the more marketing you have, the more of a chance you've got for repeat purchases, for repeat customers coming back to you and saying, Dan, you did this for us 6 months ago. We now got this. Can you price it up for us? Like, if you think about the total cost of acquisition for a customer, let's say it's £100, and the cost of acquisition for a repeat customer is nothing, how many more repeat customers do you want? Well, all of them, ideally. But you want to get that by pushing out some of the marketing. Now, some of the marketing that you push out doesn't have to cost you a lot of money. You might be running Facebook ads and retargeting Facebook ads and that kind of thing. But we actually don't run a lot of Facebook ads for our own business. We're growing the business nice and slowly. I think 25% increase in revenues in the last quarter compared with the previous quarter, which is amazing. And a 20%, I think it was, increase in website visitors per quarter. So we're growing it, you know, 20% a quarter is a lot, by the way. And you know, we're recruiting. We have to run, be careful of running the risk of growing too fast and all of that kind of thing. But one of the ways in which we're doing that is because our customer base is increasing quarter by quarter. It means that we have a greater chance of those people coming back saying, Dan, can you run email sales funnel for us? We just need an active campaign setting up with an email newsletter and 4 automated emails. How much would that be? You did our website last month. Now it's time to do that. And then the next month it might be, okay, now we've got all that in place. Now we want to run digital marketing for content. How can we do that? And then the next 2 months, let's say, they might go, okay, now we want Facebook ads, right? So it's much, much easier to get an existing client to have repeat business than to go out and find a brand new client who doesn't know us, doesn't trust us, because why would they? They've never worked with us, can't see how good we are. And then they eventually place the order after months of erming and ahhing and speaking to 25 different other people. They eventually come back through to us and then they run it, right? So increasing your marketing, remember, marketing is just attention. That's all marketing is. So an increasing the attention that your business is getting means that people who are already customers, like people pop into our live streams and pop out, those are already existing customers, by the way. We know that because they tell us. I saw your podcast last week. They tell us, right? So if I hadn't have done that podcast and they forgot that we did Facebook ads for whatever reason, we have to remind them. So me going live every day, or however often it happens to be, simply reminds people. And people go, Dan, why are you running your Facebook ads all the time? Or we do it through organic content. Why are you running your organic content all the time? Because people forget what we do. I mean, let me explain how simple it is for people to forget, how easy it is to forget. We get coaching clients, if they come through and we go, Dan, I don't know how to do this. And I'm like, YouTube? And they're like, oh, I forgot about YouTube. Like, if people forget that YouTube exists on how to cook pasta, I don't know, whatever it happens to be, how to add a tag to an Instagram post, right? Why are you asking me when YouTube is there? If they forget that YouTube is there to show you how to do that stuff, do you think they might forget that we run Facebook ads and website design and email marketing and all that kind of thing? Yeah, of course. Everyone's really busy. Everyone's got stuff going on. So our job is to stay in front of our both new customers and to stay in front of our existing customers as well. And then lastly on this, an increase in marketing just makes the entire sales process so much easier. Let me give you an example. So one of our longest sales cycles that we ever had was a website, but we sold for like £400. And I said to the guy, when did you see us like first? And he went, oh, about 10 years ago, you were on stage in Manchester, Property Networking Club. And I'm like, goodness me, that's a long sales cycle. And he's like, yeah, I've kept my eye on you all that way through. And when it was time to get a website, I knew who I wanted to use. And he knew because he'd already seen all our content. The reason why he knew he wanted to use us was that we'd been visible for the last 9 years, either speaking or social media or podcasts or YouTube videos or messaging people on Facebook or getting involved in forum conversations and so on and so on and so on, right? So that sales process is much, much easier. We had another guy and he paid for a £5,000 coaching product. One Sunday morning, he saw us on, what did he do? He found us on iTunes. He ran a search on iTunes. Then he found us on YouTube, watched a couple of videos. Then he booked a strategy session, which we had at 8 a.m. the next morning, Sunday morning. And by 11 a.m., there was £5,000 in the account. And the reason why that was such a quick sales cycle, first of all, we're on iTunes. Like, if you're on iTunes, you've got to be somebody, right? There you go. We might not be, but if you're on iTunes, there's a presupposition that actually you must be doing something right. So we're on Rightmove, then we go onto YouTube and we building credibility. I'm literally walking the dog on this video that he watched. I know which video it was. It was how to deal with overwhelm. And I think the dog's having a wee in the background. But all this is building credibility. So this was a brand new customer, never spoke to him, didn't know if he was watching our stuff or not. Got him on a strategy call. He'd already got the level of credibility because all the marketing that we'd already done meant that this sales process was easier. And then the other side of things is you go to a networking event and people are looking at you like, is that, I'm looking, like you can see them looking like, that's Dan. And they come up, they already know who you are. They already know that you live in Spain. They already know your bizarre sense of humour and what you like. And they already know stuff about you, right? So the barriers to getting into a conversation, first of all, are down. It means I can be my normal self. And sometimes I swear and sometimes I have a strange sense of humour and I'm outgoing and I speak a million miles an hour. But they already know all of that. And they just want a website, but they don't know who to use. But because they already know who you are, they come to you and go, Dan, can you do me a website? And I go, yeah, of course I can. And that's it. That's the transaction. Oh, great. Can you send me a link? Yeah, I'll Facebook it over to you. Send the link over. Why don't you sign up for that now? Bang. With pay, signed up. It's done, right? That sales process is so much easier because we've been doing these marketing type stuff, iTunes and podcasting and Instagram and Facebook Lives and all this stuff. We've been doing it for years. So when eventually someone comes to us and goes, right, I've been watching you from afar. Now it's time for us to get some content going. They already buy because the sales process actually begins through your content, not when you get someone on a call in a strategy session trying to close them on the phone, right? But by the time most people have got to our phone calls, our 15-minute strategy sessions, they already know that they're going to buy. They just don't know exactly what it is that they're buying yet. And they already know that because they've already seen us online and everywhere. Then they go to the website. They're already picking and choosing exactly what it is that they want because we've worked on the website and the sales funnel. And then when by the time we get on the phone for me is just to make sure that the client's not an arse because we don't like arses as clients, right? So we want to make sure that it's a good match for us. We have had clients that have been incredibly difficult for whatever reason. And we don't want that. So we want to make sure it's a good match. And they're ready to go. They're ready to buy. It's not even like I have to persuade people to buy it and using all these NLP techniques. They're ready to buy simply because of all of the work that we've done for the last 7 to 10 years. iTunes, Spotify, YouTube, Instagram, Facebook, all of these lives that we do. They've already got themselves to the stage where they want to buy. So look, I hope that's useful for you. If you're not marketing right now, you really are missing a massive trick. You should be going live. You should be doing podcasts. You should be doing organic marketing. You should be running Facebook ads. You should be running retargeted Facebook ads and so on. If you want to have a chat about that, then the link's down below. Other than that, have yourselves a wicked day and we'll speak to you soon. Take care. Hey, it's Dan here. Thank you for listening. Really appreciate each and every one of you. Please click like or subscribe to the entire podcast.